Former Governor Steve Beshear returned to the political spotlight to rail against Governor Bevin's plans to scrap the state health exchange and Medicaid expansion. This week, Beshear announced that he was creating a nonprofit to try and stop Bevin from doing that.
Our remarkable progress providing health insurance to Kentucky's families has been threatened. That troubles me, and I can't sit idly by because the people of Kentucky cannot afford to go backward.
Beshear enacted the State Health Exchange Connect by executive order in 2012. The website is credited with helping to reduce the state's uninsured rate from more than 20% to 7.5% by the end of Beshear's term. More than 500,000 people signed up for health insurance through Connect. Most of those signed up for Medicaid health insurance after Beshear raised the Medicaid eligibility to 138% of the federal poverty line. Governor Bevin campaigned on ditching Connect and the expansion, saying that the state can't afford the initiatives. And this week, Bevin called out Beshear for his efforts to try and stop the reforms.
My job is to govern, not to sit on the outside and be an armchair quarterback. It's easy to make determination from the outside. I will leave it to him and whoever else to do whatever it is that they choose to do with the free time that they obviously have plenty of.
Estimates for how much it will cost to dismantle Connect range from $27 million, as predicted by Beshear's administration, down to the single-digit millions, as Bevin puts it. The state will also have to return about $57 million in unused federal grants that would have gone to Connect. Shifting gears, this week also marked the return of the local option sales tax bill. The legislation would allow local governments to add up to 1% on top of the 6% sales tax to fund local projects like parks, sewer lines, and roads. The bill has a lot of high-profile bipartisan support, including Louisville Democratic Mayor Greg Fisher and Republican Party Chair Mack Brown. But Representative Jim Wayne, a Louisville Democrat, says the policy would hurt poor people.
It really, whenever you add a sales tax, it hurts low-income and moderate-income folks much worse than it does the wealthy. Why? Because the low-income folks have to spend every dollar they earn. The wealthy folks don't spend every dollar they earn. They invest about half of it.
The bill narrowly passed out of the state house last year, but was never taken up by the Senate. Another anti-abortion bill entered into the fray this week. This one would require abortion providers to describe the sonogram image of the fetus before a woman goes through with the procedure. Senator Whitney Westerfield is the bill's primary sponsor.
This is about giving that mother all the opportunity she can have to make the decision. This isn't about shaming. This isn't about guilting. I don't know a doctor that does that, and shame on a doctor that does.
A similar sonogram abortion law in North Carolina was declared unconstitutional by a federal court in 2014. The Supreme Court refused to take up an appeal of that decision. Back in Kentucky, Governor Matt Bevin's administration has dropped an appeal of a decision that had overturned the Unclaimed Life Insurance Benefits Act. The act requires life insurance companies to make a good faith effort to determine if policyholders have died so that benefits can be paid out. The state had vigorously defended the law, and it was scheduled to be heard in the Kentucky Supreme Court on Friday. But earlier this week, Bevin's insurance department withdrew from the case. Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear says he will try to intervene. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Rylan Barton.